a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this half hour. Police are releasing more details about a hidden camera found in the bathroom of a gymnastics facility in Woods Cross.
Police say the camera found in a unisex bathroom at the Woods Cross USA Gymnastics World had been running since October, but it was just discovered and reported by an adult employee just a few weeks ago.
He discovered a device that looked like a block for a cell phone.
Officer Brianna Hill with the Woods Cross Police Department says the camera captured more than 70 people. Many of them were children.
These individuals were using the restroom at the gymnastics gym. Through review of the footage, investigators were able to identify all the victims.
Police are now asking that the victims wait to be contacted by an investigator. A coach and facility owner, Adam Richard Jacobs, has been charged with multiple counts of sexual exploitation of a minor and voyeurism. Police don't believe any other employees were involved. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A plan that might cut down on traffic in Roy will also mean knocking down dozens of homes. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
5600 South in Roy is being widened from three lanes to five. The much-needed update will help with the increased traffic in the area as the road is a key link to I-15. UDOT took ownership of 59 homes to accommodate the project. The project cost, originally estimated to be $238 million, includes the cost of the homes and the relocation of residents.
Early versions of the plan projected that 63 homes, 15 businesses would have to relocate, but design adjustments trimmed down that number a bit. Salt Lake City authorities say they have been seeing an uptick in an illicit drug. SLCPD says that they have been seizing more and more fentanyl, which is a synthetic opioid that is a large driver of the opioid crisis. Fentanyl is often cut into counterfeit pills, and even the slightest exposure to the drug can be fatal. Police say they're doing all that they can to reduce the amount of drug in the community. KSL News Time 1202. Lawmakers say they are working to prevent homelessness by trying to help Utahns stay afloat financially. House Speaker Brad Wilson says tax cuts were a major priority in the last legislative session.
We could keep all that money that has come to the state and government coffers, but I think a much better use of it is to put it back in the pockets of citizens so they can spend it on things that help them as they battle inflation.
Speaker Wilson tells Dave and Dujanovic the state also passed several affordable housing initiatives to help fight homelessness. KSL's top national stories. The House Energy and Commerce Committee is grilling the CEO of TikTok on Capitol Hill today.
Lawmakers' concerns center around the potential for American user data to find its way back to the Chinese government. TikTok's leader, Shouzi Chu, is pushing back, saying the company stores the information it collects on U.S. users in the United States on servers operated by American tech firm Oracle.
The bottom line is this. American data stored on American soil by an American company, overseen by American personnel.
When pressed, Chu did say some older American data is still stored overseas. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Committee Chair Kathy McMorris-Rogers did not mince words about what she believes is TikTok's main objective.
TikTok is a weapon by the Chinese Communist Party to spy on you, manipulate what you see, and exploit for future generations. A ban is only a short-term way to address TikTok. And a data privacy bill is the only way to stop TikTok from ever happening again in the United States.
The White House has called for ByteDance to sell off the U.S. arm of TikTok, but that still hasn't happened. An update on a Excuse me, an update on a developing story we told you about yesterday. The coroner's office says a body found in the woods near an abandoned car was that of a 17-year-old student accused of wounding two administrators in a shooting at his Denver high school. Yesterday's shooting at the high school left two people hospitalized, but the Park County coroner's office says in a Facebook post that the body was the same person they identified as the suspect in the shooting. Other national stories KSL is following. The Colorado dentist accused of murdering his wife by poisoning her is now formally charged. She showed up at a hospital last week complaining of a headache and dizziness before she died.
Prosecutors say Dr. Jim Craig, a successful Aurora, Colorado dentist, researched online poisoning a human and what would be detected in an autopsy before his wife was murdered, and that he ordered arsenic and cyanide. Now Craig is charged with first-degree murder. In a short court hearing, he was in an orange jail uniform. He waived his right to a speedy preliminary hearing to give his attorneys more time to prepare their case. He's due back in court next month. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Lori Vallow has been moved to Ada County ahead of her trial next month. Vallow was transferred from Madison County Jail in Rexburg to the jail in Boise. Now, the move happens days after a judge granted a motion that takes the death penalty off the table in Vallow's murder trial. Lori and her husband, Chad Daybell, face multiple counts of first-degree murder in the death of her two children, JJ and Tylee, and Chad's wife, Tammy. First look traffic. Ricky Meese, you have a lot of wet roads out there.
Wet roads in the valley and still some snowflakes in the higher elevations that I'm seeing in the canyons. But we've got a big problem on Legacy Parkway. Now, this is a crash involving a tractor trailer, a double hauler, and that second trailer is flipped over and laying on its side. This is going to be southbound Legacy in Centerville, not far from Parrish Lane. Right now, they've stopped all traffic in order to try to get more work done on this overturned trailer. We also have restrictions in place for Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons and an accident. Westbound I-80 really not causing any delay. It's between the, it's going to be prior to Lamb's Canyon, but again, it's out of traffic on the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Playing KSL News Radio.
Flooding near Tremont.
More teenagers are choosing to skip college
in your home.
Tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio. Then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
Alpine Home Medical. We bring wellness home.
I'm here with Jay Broadbent from Alpine Home Medical. Jay, I hear your ads for CPAP resupply all the time. What do I need to do to just get that taken care of?
I can't tell you how many times I've heard this. It's really simple. We can set up your CPAP resupply program within a few minutes. We'll work out the insurance for you, and then we'll start mailing the supplies straight to your door.
So you set it up, you work out the insurance, and then you send this stuff to my door. That sounds pretty easy.
You're right, it is. We could set you up today and have you sleeping better in no time. You can even chat with a CPAP specialist online.
So you help me set up the account, you deal with the insurance company, and you send me my CPAP supplies. It is easy.
It is. Just visit us at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com.
What would you say if I told you you could get a free furnace? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I hope you'd at least say, tell me more. Now, before you get too excited, let me explain how this works and why we do our free furnace sale. We feel like we've got the best HVAC techs around, and we want to keep them. But the only way we can do that is if they're working and providing for their families, so we set money aside for this free furnace sale. We're only able to give you this great deal because you're helping us keep our guys busy. It's actually great if you've been thinking about replacing both your furnace and air conditioner, because when you have Any Hour Services install a new air conditioner, we'll give you a new furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services by March 31st to schedule a free estimate. One of our HVAC supervisors will come to your home and explain all the details. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services today and schedule your free estimate. 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, the owner of USA Gymnastics World in Woods Cross is in jail, accused of placing a hidden camera in a bathroom at the facility. We are gathering details on this developing story, and we will bring you updates as soon as we get them. KSL News Time, 12:08. The NCAA tournament is back in action with four Sweet 16 matches set for tonight. The East Regional takes place in New York City, where we have Kansas State versus Michigan State, then Tennessee versus Florida Atlantic. The Western Games will be in Las Vegas, where Connecticut will face Arkansas, and UCLA will take on Gonzaga. The Utah Jazz ended their winning streak with a loss to the Portland Trail Blazers last night. Lauri Markkanen scored 40 points, but didn't get much help from the rest of the team. The Jazz now sit in 11th place in the West. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union. The latest on your drive. Ricky, we have problems on Legacy.
We do, and they have stopped all traffic. This is southbound I-15, where a tractor trailer, a double hauler, had one of its trailers flip over. And this crash is southbound on Legacy, not far from Parish Lane in the Centerville area. And again, all traffic completely stopped at this time. If you're coming from Weber or Davis County into the Salt Lake Valley, just stay on I-15. That is definitely going to be your best option until they are able to get this cleared. The rest of the Valley freeways, I-15 in Utah County, all looking good. There are restrictions again today in Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. If you're headed to the slopes, all vehicles must have approved traction devices. Canyon View Medical, from family medicine to urgent care to women's care, sports medicine, and pediatrics. Canyon View Medical provides comprehensive care close to home. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got rain, snow, showers in the forecast for today. High of 47. Overnight, temperatures in the low 30s with snow increasing. We'll go for snow showers tomorrow, high of 38. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Cloudy right now in downtown Salt Lake City and 41 degrees. Coming up on Utah's New News, we are hearing from homeless advocates ahead of an event aimed at supporting people experiencing homelessness in Salt Lake. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's March, and you know what that means? Taxes are almost due. Jackson Hewitt can help you win tax season. That's the sound of your maximum tax refund. The sound of getting 50% off tax prep. The sound of many of our competitors' prices going up. And the sound of getting to your nearest Jackson Hewitt. Hurry in for 50% off tax prep before this offer expires April 9th. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
Get the car or truck you want at a competitive offer for your trade at Performance Automotive in Bountiful. Looking for your first car? Maybe you want rugged power or the stylish ride of your dreams. New or used, Performance Automotive in Bountiful is the car or truck you need. Plus, they'll give you a competitive offer on your trade and a check on the spot. Performance Automotive in Bountiful. Ford, Lincoln, Honda, Toyota, and Ford Truck Country in Woods Cross. Performance Automotive.
You've all been joining me on my journey with Sota Weight Loss. S-O-T-A Weight Loss stands for state-of-the-art weight loss, because it is state-of-the-art. It's such a simple process. I am over 14 months into it, and I'm still 37 pounds down. I did that in the first 90 days, and I've just been holding it ever since. But I feel better. I have a completely different relationship to my eating, because I know what to eat, when to eat, how to eat it. And I'm still loving all the things that I love to eat. And so you can do the same thing, and you can do it with Sota Weight Loss. You have your own nutritionist and coach to help you along the way. They're always just a text or a phone call away if you're feeling like you're a little off or you're not getting the energy that you need. They're right there for you every step of the way, and the results are what it's all about. That's what we always talk about on this show. Results matter, and with Sota Weight Loss, that is exactly what you get. When it comes to your Sota Weight Loss journey, there is no time to lose, only time to win. So get started today at SotaWeightLoss.com, S-O-T-A, weightloss.com.
Audiences are raving about the Utah Symphony. Witness the incredible musicians and inspiring music as they perform everything from classical to pops and films to family concerts. Pick your favorite performance. Try one of our curated packages or design your own series. Tickets start at $21 or just $10 for anyone under age 30 at utahsymphony.org. Coming up at the Symphony, Bruckner's symphonies are famous for turning the orchestra into a virtual pipe organ, and his Symphony No. 5, with its rich cathedral of sound, is no exception. Terry Fisher conducts this inspiring work March 24th and 25th at Marisa Bravnell Hall. Then, on April 7th and 8th, discover groundbreaking African-American composer Florence Price's exquisite and romantic piano concerto, unearthed in recent years and championed by guest soloist Michelle Kahn. Tickets are on sale now at utahsymphony.org.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
police have now identified all the people, including children, captured on a hidden camera in a gymnastics facility in Woods Cross. The owner has been arrested and booked into jail. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, lawmakers on Capitol Hill are grilling the CEO of TikTok over security concerns. Third, traffic and weather together, beginning with Ricky Meese.
The weather taking a toll. We have a new accident for Utah County drivers, and this explains what was causing the delays. It's northbound on I-15 after 800 North in Orem going through Linden. Looks like the vehicles have been able to make it over to the left, but that left lane may be blocked and it is causing some slowdowns. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain, snow, showers today, snow tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, 41 degrees. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. It's a day-long grilling for TikTok's CEO at a Capitol Hill hearing, answering questions from lawmakers about the company's connections with China.
Sho Chu is pushing back on concerns TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, could share information about American users with the Chinese government.
ByteDance is not owned or controlled by the Chinese government. It's a private company. 60% of the company is owned by global institutional investors. 20% is owned by the founder, and 20% owned by employees around the world.
The White House and Congress are considering banning the app in the United States. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
At the White House today, President Biden at a ceremony marking the 13th anniversary of the passage of the Affordable Care Act.
We made history when the Affordable Care Act became law. We changed America. We gave millions of people peace of mind.
Next stop for the president today, a visit to Canada and a meeting with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The New York grand jury hearing arguments against former President Trump and hush money payments will be off until next week. This is the Trump legal team was trying to block one of Trump's lawyers, Evan Cochran, from testifying before the special counsel investigating his handling of classified materials.
The district court judge said that prosecutors had come up with some pretty good preliminary evidence that Trump was part of a criminal scheme to lie to his lawyer about documents that may have been in his possession in Florida. And so the district judge said it would be appropriate to pierce attorney-client privilege and have that lawyer come in to testify before the grand jury. Trump appealed, but the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia denied the appeal.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. World Athletics today announcing it's banning transgender athletes from competing against biologically female athletes in World Athletics in, quote, order to protect the female category. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Project Homeless Connect will bring a variety of state agencies and local companies together tomorrow at the Salt Palace to help people experiencing homelessness get the help they need to get back on their feet. Rachel Santizo used to sleep underneath cars on the streets of Salt Lake City after escaping a relationship filled with domestic abuse. She was also addicted to pain pills, which then led her to other drugs. She told her story on the Dave and Dujanovic Show.
Actually, I just celebrated 11 years sobriety on Tuesday, and sometimes I feel like I work on it more now than I did when I was 30 days, because what happens is you remove the drugs and the alcohol. I went through treatment, and then your life begins, right? And you're trying to get your life back, and there's a lot of barriers against you, which this Project Homeless Connect, that's what we do, is we're trying to break down those barriers for individuals. But you have all these barriers, and then life gets lifey. That's what I like to say, because it's situational.
That.
There's things that happen. And so how do you deal with that when you don't have the coping mechanisms or the drugs or the alcohol? And so life is always getting lifey.
The event takes place at the Salt Palace Convention Center from 8 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. Anyone experiencing homelessness is encouraged to attend. No ID will be needed to get help. KSL News Time, 12:19. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Rick, you have a new problem in Utah County?
Yes, pretty sloppy out there, too, with all the moisture that we have. So I-15 seeing just a wet and soggy drive, and that's not helping, adding to the delays that we have from this crash northbound I-15 in Linden. It's not far from Geneva Road and past 800 North. So if you're going through that stretch, the vehicles are blocking a left lane of traffic, and the delays are probably 5, maybe 10 minutes at max. So just stay to the center or right, and you're going to be able to get around it. But then our other big problem, it's in Legacy Parkway. All traffic is being held back. Just stay on southbound I-15. This is due to a crash with a rolled trailer of a semi. Southbound Legacy Parkway in Centerville. Again, no traffic getting through. Again, just take southbound I-15 if you need to come into the valley. Price's Doors, replace your worn or broken garage door with a beautifully secure, elegant garage door. And in March, you'll receive a free operator with purchase. Go to pricesdoors.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. We've got rain, snow, showers today, high of 47. Snow likely down to the valley floor tomorrow, high of 38. 37 on Saturday, AM snow showers. Then mostly cloudy, high of 39 on Sunday. Partly cloudy, dry skies on Monday, the same on Tuesday, but warmer, 48. We'll then go 50 by next Wednesday, cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And the rain has stopped in downtown Salt Lake City. Right now, cloudy skies, 41 degrees. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. And a quick check of the markets. Looks like I'm seeing a lot of green today. Looks like the Dow is up by more than 100 points, led by improvements in shares for, let's see, Microsoft and Intel. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Filing your taxes can be difficult, and every year seems to bring even greater challenges. As you prepare for tax season, potential audits, employee retention credits, and child tax credits are just a few things that may be on your mind. Certified public accountants are the trusted advisors you can rely on to address your specific tax needs. As you try to make sense of tax filing this year, know that your CPA receives constant training and updates throughout the year. CPAs are an integral part of tax policy conversations in Utah as well. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs also provide personal financial planning, business growth strategies, and general accounting services. Hire a CPA for the best in tax planning. Listen to KSL every Monday for tax tips from the UACPA. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org.
Don't miss Siegel Books' Soul Sister event, all day Saturday, March 25th. The first 100 people at each store will receive a free gift and a free piece of Sweet Soul jewelry. Come and meet some of your favorite authors, shop incredible deals, and enter for your chance at the grand prize giveaway, an 18-inch marble Krista statue retailing at $249. Plus, you can get up to 30% off brand new Sweet Soul clothing and dresses for spring. They can't wait to see you, Saturday, March 25th. Looking for cute, modest clothes to update your spring wardrobe? Sweet Salt has you covered. Their spring collection is here. You're going to love it. Stop by one of their stores from St. George to Logan or visit SweetSaltClothing.com. Don't miss out on their sweet deals for sister missionaries. Come in and save 30% on all dresses, skirts, and tops. Visit their new Cottonwood Heights and Saratoga Springs locations. Sweet Salt Clothing always has a sweet deal for you.
Hi friends, Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails with feedback from customers. Here's one. Dear Dan, I just had the best experience ever. I bought a computer from Shane at your State Street store. I asked several what I thought were really stupid questions. Shane was super courteous and made me feel comfortable through the whole process. People need to understand how important it is to support a local company, especially when your experience is so good. PC Laptops really does love me. Signed, satisfied. I love hearing feedback like that. It really just gives me the chills. It's the whole reason why I got into the computer business in the first place. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop, and they start at only $29 a month. And it comes with a lifetime warranty. That means if anything goes wrong, we're going to take care of you. Just check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. At PC Laptops, we really do love you.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 1224, an above and beyond rescue by New York first responders. A handful of 11 and 12-year-olds decided to go exploring in an underground sewage tunnel and got lost. They called 911. Dispatchers stayed on the line until firefighters arrived.
What's the address of Sun on?
We don't know.
You don't know?
Oh, yeah, we're stuck in the sewers.
You're stuck where?
In the sewers.
Oh, firefighters popped a series of manhole covers before finally finding the kids. The children were all okay, but were taken to a local hospital to get checked out. KSL News Time 1225, watching Utah's money. The USDA is thinking about giving out more free breakfast and lunch in lower-income communities. Many Republican lawmakers are fighting back against the idea, saying free and discounted meals should be based on the income of individual families. Twitter has more than $13 billion in debt, and it isn't making money. Experts say the platform has lost a lot of advertising cash, but owner Elon Musk still thinks the site will start making money soon. The tech sector layoffs continue. Job hiring site Indeed is laying off more than 2,000 workers. That means cuts in almost every team working at the company. Indeed says they are making the cuts because there have just been fewer job openings lately, and that the trend is supposed to continue for a while. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 60 points, sitting at 32,091, S&P 500 up by 15, the NASDAQ right now, the big winner, up by nearly a full percent, up 108 points. Las Vegas officials have approved plans for a guitar-shaped hotel. It will replace the volcano at the Mirage on the Strip. Aw, the volcano's going. Hard Rock International plans to build the 660-foot-tall tower. The 1.4-million-square-foot building will include a casino, stores, and restaurants. We'll update your drive coming up next. We do have some problems in Utah County. We've had one out on Legacy Highway. A complete update up next.
We asked for snow and prayed for water.
The fifth most dense or biggest snowpack ever recorded.
And boy, did we get it. Now temperatures are climbing, and we've got to manage runoff and protect homes. Listen for the latest each day this week. Utah's Water Watch on KSL News Radio, your all-day companion for news.
Burt Brothers Tire and Service has savings madness with rebates up to $200 on select Goodyear tires, $140 on select Bridgestone tires, $130 on select Firestone tires, and $80 on select Pirelli tires. Huge savings and stress-free ways to pay. The new tires are waiting for you right now at Burt Brothers, 16 locations now, including their new South Salt Lake and Provo stores. Burt Brothers is your one-stop shop for complete auto care. Great people to do business with. It's simply done better at Burt Brothers. And don't forget those new locations, Provo and South Salt Lake. And if you have the need for maintenance and repairs on your automobile, worry-free financing is waiting for you at Burt Brothers. Financing with 6 months of deferred interest, $10 off every oil change, and so much more. It's all waiting for you with your Burt Brothers credit card at each location.
Matthew. Sorry. It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time 1229, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Ricky Mies, we need an update on those trouble spots.
Wet roads and snowflakes. This might be a rain-snow mix. It's a little difficult to tell for Utah County drivers, but the crash is northbound on I-15 after 800 North Orem. As you're going through Linden, it's been blocking a left lane of traffic. So the slower speeds due to the crash and the weather, that's what you're dealing with in Utah County. And our other hot spot is going to be Legacy Parkway. We have a crash on southbound Legacy. It's a partly rolled vehicle, and that's the only way I know how to describe it. It's a double hauler tractor trailer, and one of the trailers rolled over. This crash is southbound Legacy in Centerville. They are making all traffic detour off of Legacy, probably about Parrish Lane. If I were you, I'd just stay on I-15 to come into the valley. Crossroads of the West Gun Show comes to the Davis Conference Center in Layton this weekend. Get great deals on guns, ammo, accessories, plus you can buy, sell, or trade at the show. Ricky Mies in the KSL Traffic Center.
The atmosphere remains unstable today. We'll go for rain, snow, showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder this afternoon. High of 47. Overnight lows in the low 30s with snow moving in. For tomorrow, more snow showers. High of 38. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sun peeking out, 42 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. We are gathering more details on the discovery of a camera found in a unisex bathroom at USA Gymnastics World in Woods Cross. Officer Brianna Hill with the Woods Cross Police Department says investigators are still trying to reach all of the victims caught on tape.
There's a lot of concern within the community, which is understandable. We're working with all the families to try to get answers to them.
Hill says an adult employee found the camera, reported it to police. One of the coaches and facility owner, 33-year-old Adam Richard Jacobs, has been charged with multiple counts of sexual exploitation of a child and voyeurism. Police don't believe any other employees were involved. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says the Salt Lake Temple will not reopen until 2026. The church had originally set a 2025 completion date, but they say that they have faced some unexpected challenges due to the temple's age. KSL News Time, 1231. Roy residents will soon experience much less traffic while trying to get on I-15. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
5600 South in Roy is being widened from 3 lanes to 5. The much-needed update will help with the increased traffic in the area as the road is a key link to I-15. UDOT took ownership of 59 homes to accommodate the project. The project cost, originally estimated to be $238 million, includes the cost of the homes and the relocation of residents.
Early versions of the plan projected that 63 homes, 15 businesses would have to relocate, but design adjustments dropped that number to 60 in total. Crews at Zion National Park are working hard to repair busted roads because of recent flooding and rock falls. Park staff are working on repairing issues on Zion Canyon Scenic Drive and road damage on Kolob Canyons Road. Park rangers say parts of the scenic drive are limited to one lane, which could cause delays. KSL's top national stories. The CEO of TikTok getting grilled on Capitol Hill. The executive is being questioned about its business practices and its supposed ties to the Chinese government. Bipartisan lawmakers say they are worried TikTok's parent company could use the app to promote Chinese propaganda and spy on Americans.
We have legacy U.S. data sitting in our servers in Virginia and in Singapore. We're deleting those, and we expect that to be complete this year. When that is done, all protected U.S. data will be under the protection of U.S. law and under the control of the U.S.-led security team.
TikTok CEO says the company is taking steps to distance itself from the Chinese wing of its parent company. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle and the White House have largely been in agreement that TikTok should be banned in the U.S. A 22-year-old woman is under arrest, accused of attempting to burn down Wyoming's only abortion clinic. Wellspring Health Access Clinic in Casper has been the site of unrest and protests. Prosecutors say Lorna Green was seen breaking a window, taking out a gas can from a garbage. Now, she allegedly poured gas on the building before lighting it on fire. The FBI says she has admitted to starting the fire and has been arrested and charged almost a year later. The Nebraska legislature is moving forward with a contentious bill that would ban transgender-related care for minors, even in the face of threats from two lawmakers that they would filibuster the rest of the session. Today's vote came on the third day of heated debate. President Biden's approval rating is hovering near the lowest point of his presidency. The administration is working to create a sense of stability in the face of bank failures and stubbornly high inflation. The Associated Press report shows that his approval rating hovers around 38%. That is up from the president's all-time low in July of 36%. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is trying to expand his parental rights and education bill, known by critics as the Don't Say Gay bill. Florida Department of Education Commissioner Manny Diaz spoke alongside DeSantis, saying the bill would cover middle school and high school classes as well.
This rule basically says that we're sticking to the standards, and when you're talking about K through 12 instruction all the way through 12th grade, these standards don't incorporate gender ideology or any of these theories in math, social studies, reading, or anything else.
Critics say the expansion could harm students who are questioning their sexuality, and it could impede teachers from helping students who may be struggling. Southwest Airlines is thanking a pilot who doesn't work for the company for helping to land one of its planes after the captain went unconscious midair yesterday.
In radio transmissions, another pilot tells medics after taking off from Las Vegas, the captain complained of stomach pain and then 5 minutes later fainted in the cockpit.
And then about maybe 60 seconds later, he came back too. We had him on oxygen. He's been in the back with a nurse since then.
The audio from liveatc.net. The captain was removed from the cockpit in flight, and a pilot from another airline who happened to be flying as a passenger in the back went to the flight deck to help the first officer land the plane in Las Vegas. Alex Stone, EBC News.
First look traffic. Ricky Mee, still problems on Legacy?
Yeah, we have this crash, and it's southbound on Legacy Parkway in Centerville. No traffic will be allowed past Parrish Lane. You've got to stay on I-15, and it's going to be a better option for you to come into the valley. A new accident for Utah County drivers. This is eastbound Highway 189, Provo Canyon, at the Alpine Loop Road. It's blocking a right lane of traffic, and again, we do have I think it's a rain-snow mix, but definitely moisture in the area. Moisture as well on I-15 in Utah County, where we have the accident northbound on I-15 in Linden, blocking a left lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1236.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
The big test for the president is going to be his battle within his own party.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home. On KSL News Radio.
Hey, Derek Overstreet here from the New Millennium Group, financial advisors in Utah. You know, I've been helping people retire in the state of Utah for the last 20 years. The way we do that is we actually find out what is important to you. We create a step-by-step plan that takes into consideration your income, your debt, whether you want money from real estate, stock market, annuities, life insurance, whatever. If you want to deal with professionals, people that are fiduciaries and have a legal responsibility and obligation to do what's in your best interest, give my team a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to my website, utahsfinancialplanner.com. If you'd like to retire 3 to 5 years before you thought it was possible, give my team a call right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, more details about what happened at a USA Gymnastics World in Woods Cross. The gym's former owner is behind bars, accused of spying on children using a hidden camera. KSL News Time, 12:38. Project Homeless Connect will take place at the Salt Palace Convention Center tomorrow, helping people experiencing homelessness get help from a wide variety of agencies. Rachel Santizo is helping spread the word by telling her own story.
I used to live underneath cars off North Temple, and the reason I lived underneath cars is because I remember running for my life. I was in a domestic violence relationship, and I was trying to find somewhere to hide.
Santizo tells the Dave and Dujanovic show she just celebrated her 11th year being sober. She wants people experiencing homelessness to know that there is help available and life truly begins once you get help and get back on your feet. Anti-Semitic rhetoric has surged to a record high across the country.
It was a record-setting year for anti-Semitic incidents, something that's very troubling to the Anti-Defamation League. It says there were more than 3,600 recorded cases of anti-Semitism last year, a 36% increase from 2021. When you break it down, harassment incidents are up 29%, acts of vandalism up more than 50%, and physical assaults jumped 26%. Most troubling, a doubling of activity by organized white supremacist groups, including more than 800 incidents of distributing anti-Semitic propaganda. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good news for coffee drinkers. The drink could help you meet your fitness goals. A new study found people who drink coffee take around 1,000 steps more a day on average than people who don't. But the same people also lost about 36 minutes of sleep on the days that they drank coffee. KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Let's check those trouble spots. Here's Ricky Meese.
Two crashes in Utah County. One is going eastbound on Highway 189 Provo Canyon at the Alpine Loop Road. It is blocking a right lane of traffic. And the other is on northbound I-15 in Linden. That has a left lane blocked both. That one is actually causing some backup in the areas. And then Legacy Parkway, due to a rolled vehicle crash, we do have the road blocked off to travel southbound Legacy. Don't go past Parish Lane. They won't let you. If you need to get into the valley, easier, just stay on I-15 southbound to come in from Davis County. There's no place like home, so let's fill our yards with beautiful color this year using flowers from Olson's Greenhouse. Find a garden center selling Olson's plants at OGG.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
More low-pressure systems swinging into the state of Utah. We'll go for rain, snow, showers today, high of 47. Overnight lows, low 30s, with snow moving in, a blast of winter tomorrow morning and maybe into the afternoon, high of only 38. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 42 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's new news, we'll hear from law enforcement officials about the investigation unfolding at the USA Gymnastics Gym in Woods Cross. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Lovers of camping, welcome to the RV Show After Party Sale at General RV. This is where every RV comes with an RV show price. Up to 40% off motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, and more. Yes, up to 40% off. You get an RV show price. You get an RV show price. Even you. Someday. March 22nd through the 25th only. And only at General RV. In Draper, off I-50.
At the United States Postal Service, we're reinventing our network to help keep your business moving. With new shipping options to deliver better value, greater flexibility to conveniently reach your customers, more confident shipping with new informed delivery features, and new electric vehicles for a cleaner, brighter future. Fast, reliable, perfectly orchestrated. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/movingforward.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Shh,
Check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope. They always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See? It's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
What can you do with a home equity credit line from Zions Bank? Maybe treat yourself to a little backyard relaxation or something even more exotic. With Prime minus 2.00% intro APR for the first six billing cycles, Prime plus 0.25% to 2.25% variable APR thereafter, the possibilities are endless. Apply today at zionsbank.com/home equity or call 1-800-789-5626 to learn more. Loans subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 467014.
Jazz basketball is back. Experience it live at Vivint Arena this season. Call or text 801-355-DUNK or shop online at utahjazz.com. Choose from single game tickets, group packages, premium seating options in their world-class suites and clubs, or one of their multi-game packages. There's a ticket option that fits your needs and budget. Don't miss a moment of this season and see what Team 49 is all about. Get your tickets now by calling or texting 801-355-DUNK or at utahjazz.com. Go Jazz!
At aimyourdigital.com, we'll help you target the right audience, build your leads, and crush your quota. Take your business to the next level. Our digital marketing strategies help grow awareness of your product or service, all while building trust in your business. Our approach involves leveraging multiple tools and strategies to deliver exceptional results that are customized to your unique business needs. Don't wait to run out of sales leads. Keep your business growing. Get started with aimyourdigital.com today.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
over 50 homes in Roy are set to be demolished to widen 5600 South, accommodating the increasing traffic in the area. I'm KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Second, the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints Salt Lake Temple will likely not be reopening until 2026, a year later than expected. Third, traffic and weather together. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have minor delays northbound I-15 in Utah County due to a crash in Linden. It's been blocking a left lane of traffic, and you'll see delays as you're approaching 800 North. Also, a crash on Highway 189, Provo Canyon. Look for this, blocking a right lane of traffic on the eastbound side at Alpine Loop Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Highs in the 40s today, but 30s tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
42 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
TikTok CEO testifying at a House committee today where he heard from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle concerned about the Chinese-owned app's handling of Americans' personal information. New Jersey Congressman Frank Pallone.
Today, the American people are powerless to stop this invasion of their privacy, and we can't wait any longer to pass comprehensive national privacy legislation that puts people back in control of their data.
Many lawmakers calling for an outright TikTok ban. The CEO says data is not shared with the Chinese government. At the White House, President Biden today on the 13th anniversary of the passing of the Affordable Care Act.
The Affordable Care Act is a big reason why millions of people with pre-existing conditions can afford to have insurance, period.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis aiming to expand his parental rights and education bill that currently bans discussion of sexual orientation or gender identity in K through third grade. He wants to take it right up through high school. Wall Street, the Dow up 18 points. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The Woods Cross Police are giving details about a hidden camera found in the bathroom at USA Gymnastics in Woods Cross. Officer Brianna Hill spoke to the press this morning about the investigation.
On March 3rd, we had an employee using the restroom in the USA Gymnastics. It was a unisex bathroom. He discovered a device that looked like a block for a cell phone. He opened it and discovered it had a camera in it, which he reported to Woods Cross Police. In this camera was a micro SD card that held over 500 files. The files dated back to October 2022, and they contained over 70 individuals, both adults and children. These individuals were using the restroom at the gymnastics gym. Through review of the footage, investigators were able to identify all the victims. Investigators are working on contacting all the victims at this time. Through review of the footage, we were able to identify the suspect, 33-year-old Adam Richard Jacobs of Woods Cross. Yesterday, March 22, 2023, investigators, along with several other departments, including the Internet Crimes Against Children's Task Force, arrived at Adam's residence. Several other items were taken from Adam's residence, which are being processed as well. Adam was then booked on several counts of sexual exploitation of a minor, which is a second-degree felony, as well as voyeurism, a Class A misdemeanor. We have an electronic service dog, which ran the perimeter of the gymnastics gym and found there were no other items located in the gym. At this time, we do not believe that any other employees are involved in this. If you are a victim, we ask that you wait to be contacted, as investigators are working hard to contact everyone and get you notified.
Videos on recovered SD cards dated from October 2022 to a couple of weeks ago. Hill says the camera appeared to be operating the entire time. Police are still notifying parents whose children have been identified on the SD cards.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.